Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we get into your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to open our hearts and minds, Father, so that we can receive this word and the truth of it, the strength and the power of it, Father. And Father, I pray this morning for all the churches, those that have grown weak, Father, and those that have actually walked contrary, Father, to you, and have fallen away. These are things we were warned about, Father, and now we are seeing. But I'm praying for them, Father, that they will repent and get back into your word, Father, and begin teaching as they should have been teaching all these years. And that is lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and your word so that those that hear can walk upright and be the children you want them to be, Father. Now be with us throughout this morning as we study, Father, and bring us the words you would have us to hear. So they're not my words, Father, but yours. And I ask all of this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. We're going to be in the book of Acts. We're going to that book now. But we were in chapter 13 yesterday. We didn't get all the way through 13. So we're going to be starting where we left off there because there's not a lot of verses left. But what's there is kind of powerful and things that we all need to share. And then we'll be going into chapter 14. Okay, finished with verse 43. Now, we know that Paul and Barnabas had now been called to be somewhere else. And all. And so now as we pick up here with 44. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. We don't see that today, do we? Where the whole city or a whole community will come together to hear the word of God. In fact, they run. They find so much other things to do because they don't want to hear the word of God, and especially the truth of God's word, because it will take so much away from them that they don't want to turn loose of. This morning, across this land, you'll find more out doing things of the world than you will in the church. And yet this land was one of the most blessed lands on the earth by God at one time. But now look where all of this has brought us to. We can't get along, always arguing, fighting, killing, robbing, stealing, everything man can think of that is contrary to the word of Almighty God. We've got to lay a lot of this at these worldly churches at their door, because they let so much in that should not have been let in. Now, they're not wanting to hear the word of God today. 45. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Well, you see, they're always speaking against the things that Paul has spoken, he and Barnabas. They don't want to hear that truth. And we know that Paul and Barnabas, that's what they were teaching, is the truth. Now, 46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing you put it from you and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, we turn to the Gentiles. We know that God, really, the Lord Jesus, called Paul to go to the Gentiles. Now, in his early ministry, yes, he done a lot of preaching and all in the Jewish synagogues and all, where it really wasn't wanted. They didn't want the teaching of Peter and that, because they were teaching the truth also. You see, when you teach this word of Almighty God, there is no difference. Now, mankind has tried to make a difference. We are in right now this book of Acts. mankind had tried to make it different. And things that's in it not to be done because it's worded a little different in a lot of the epistles. And even in the Holy Bibles that we buy, when we get into buying teachers' Bibles, you have to be very careful and always study them prayerfully, and especially when you get into the footnotes, because mankind don't want the truth. Now, 47. We're told in 46 that they're going to turn to the Gentiles. We know that. 47. For so has the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. 48. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And you see, when Paul turned from the Jewish people, he found that the Gentiles would actually receive his word and become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, because they had never known anything of God. They were idol worshipers for the most part, that worshipped anything, but they worshipped idols. And now they are being taught the truth of God's word, and they are accepting and turning. We know that most of the Jewish people could not do that. They didn't want it from any of them. They wanted them all dead. They locked them up, everything else. Stoned them. Paul was beaten twice. He was jailed twice. He was stoned. Shipwrecked and all in all. Spent 3 days in the ocean, in the sea. You see, being a true child of God is not always, but regardless of what we face from Satan, we still can walk with joy in our hearts and still live rightly because we have the Holy Spirit of Almighty God in us today that is there giving us everything we need in order to be able to stand. Think about it. Most don't. The most today don't want to hear it. They want stories. Now, and the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. Throughout all the region. 50, but the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coach. His own people wanted no part of it. 51. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them and came unto Iconium. 52, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Now here, this verse 51 is something I want to share something with you that I told you about just a few minutes earlier. I told you that man today does everything he can do to stay away from the truth of Almighty God and trying to tear down the truth, and that has told us that we cannot live according to what they did in the book of Acts, that we are to live according to the epistles. Well, I got news for you. They both match. Wording may be a little different, but the meaning and what we are to do are the same. But to show you what I'm talking about, here in the footnote of my study Bible, says this verse helps to demonstrate, talking about verse 51, that they shook off the dust off of their feet against them and came into Iconium. All right. Helps to demonstrate the important principles that just because the apostles did something in the book of Acts does not make it normality to be performed by Christians today. More importantly, we must listen to the teaching of the apostles in the epistles. When the teaching differs from the experience of Acts, we must follow the teachings. When they agree, we must perform them. We cannot safely apply Acts apart from the knowledge of the epistles. Paul obtained this symbolic gesture of shaking dust off his feet from the 12. So, should preachers do it today? Was Paul required to do it? Paul thought not, for on the next occasion, he shakes out his clothing. What difference did it make whether he's just shaking his feet or he shakes his clothing? He's shaking the dust of that place off of him. You see what I'm talking about? How mankind is looking at the word and twisting and turning things and then telling you not to take this book of Acts as you would the epistles of the apostles. Think about it. And we've got this in a lot of our churches today. Now, we're going to be going in where we have just finished with chapter 13. We're going to be going in now to 14. Now, here in verse 1, Paul and Barnabas have went to Iconium. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. Now, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil, affected against the brethren. You see, they following Paul and Barnabas and doing everything they can do, stirring the people up to be against Paul and Barnabas because they really want rid of them. Now, 3. Long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hand. Now, 4. But the multitude of the city was divided, in part helped with the Jews and part with the apostles. You know, now, here again, let's take a look at footnotes here on 14:4. Other beyond the 12 are called apostles, as is Barnabas here and in verse 14. Though these apostles should not be regarded as the same statue as the 12. You hear what they're saying? They had witnessed the resurrected Christ and received some special call. Other such apostles include James, the Lord's brother, and some unnamed, and you can go to 1 Corinthians 15:7 and find out there some more about that. But we all are the same. Even today, apostles that we have today, and every born-again child of God is the same in the eyes of God. And we all share in the inheritance of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no difference. The only difference in those 12 is they were handpicked and they have been put over, or will be put over, the 12 tribes of Israel. But we can walk today. You and I can walk with the same power and all that they had when they were here on this earth. We can walk with that same power, do the same things they were doing. In fact, we are told that we can do the same things that our Lord and Savior was doing while he was here. Now, you see, there is no difference. You are either a born-again child of God or you're not. It's just that simple. It's time that those that want to make heaven their home, that we all come together in unity, in the faith, and in the word, and stand together so that we can save our land here for a little while longer, so that we can see others that are lost find the Lord Jesus Christ and they can become saved too. We know that right now the Lord our God is waiting for that last one to be saved that will be saved. We don't know who that is. We don't even know when he was born or if he's born yet. We don't know. He does. But whenever, the thing is for you and I to walk upright and be ready to meet him if he comes in our day and time, and if not, when we step out of this life and into the next, we better be ready. Because you see, we're going to meet him. Either way, we will be meeting. Now, verse 5. And when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews with their rulers to use them despitefully and to stone them. You see, they're wanting to use them despitefully and to stone them. 6. They were aware of it. You see, Paul, Barnabas, they knew about it. And they fled to Lystra, and Derbe, cities of Laconia, and unto the region that lieth around about. And there they preached the gospel. You see, they preach the gospel wherever they go. 8. And there sat a certain man of Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. He had never walked. Now, 9, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Now here is one that had never walked. He was a cripple from his mother's womb. Not only was his legs made strong and workable, but at the same time, he already had balance. He was leaping and walked. 11. When the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Laconia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. Now, you see, you don't never want to build yourself up higher than what you should be, nor do you want to let others build you up that way. No. Now, they're calling them gods. It's come down in the likeness of men. And they call Barnabas Juniper and Paul Marcus. Because, Mercurius rather, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Juniper, which was before their city, brought oxen and garland into the gates and would have done sacrifice with the people. They was even going to sacrifice to him. 14. Which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people crying out and saying, sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passion with you and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein. You see, they could not let these people lift them up this way. So they are telling them and showing them these things. We're just men. but we are walking with the power of God. Just like with us today. We can pray for the sick and see them healed. So we cannot take the credit for that because it wasn't my strength that healed them. It was the strength of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God that's laying within me, that reached out through me, that done it. I have nothing to brag about on that situation other than to be and boast about the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Because you see, the Lord is our healer. These things are brought to you and I by the Holy Spirit of God. That's why we have them. Now, verse 15. And saying, sirs, why do ye these things? We are men of like passion with you and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein. Now, I reread that because I wanted you to see and remember exactly what they did and said. 16. Who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. You see, the Lord God has gave to mankind everything he really needs in order to exist in this life here on this earth. And if he will and go to the Lord Jesus Christ in this day and time, he'll be forgiven and he can be walking in salvation and making heaven his home when he steps out of this life and into the next, whether it be singly or if it be when the Lord comes for the church. Now, but you see, we have gotten so evil in this day and time, and we don't look at things rightly because we're looking at things worldly. Unless you are a born-again child of God. But those that are not, they're out to please themselves and to please others. There is a good message on what I just said that maybe God will let us get into later on some other time. Now, 18. And with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people that they had not done sacrifice unto them. So they kept them from doing that sacrifice, which would have hurt both them and the people that did. Now, 19. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. They stoned him here now, thought he was dead, and carried him out of the city. Think about this. Now, 20. Howbeit, as the disciples stood around about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. 21. And when they had preached the gospel of that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch. 22. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Becoming that child of God doesn't mean we're not going to be and go through tribulations and trials and different things, because we will. But the difference is, we're not going through it by ourselves, because we have the Lord and the Holy Spirit with us. When they had ordained them elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commanded them to the Lord on whom they believed. Now, on whom they believed. You know, at the end of this missionary tour, Paul returned to the young churches and ordained elders to carry on the work the word ordained originally meant to elect by the raising of the hand, but later developed the meaning to appoint either. Meaning is possible here, but several factors make the form of preferable. This exact word is used only one other time in Scripture. And there, it has the sense of congregational selection, the selection of the seven in chapter 6 was the act of the congregation, not an appointment by the leaders. And if Luke had desired to express the idea of appointment, several other words would have been served more precisely. That is what was given in the footnote about that verse 23. Now, 24, and after they had passed through Pasadena, they came to Pamphylia. 25, and when they had preached the word in Perigae, they went down into Attila and thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. You and I today need to be working to build the kingdom of Almighty God. And those of us of this ministry, I pray every day that we work to build this ministry for God to use in a great and mighty way, not be lifting us up, but to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ and to use us in mighty and great ways, so that when we do step out of this life and into the next, we will receive some rewards for the good we have done. You see, we can't do good works to get into heaven or to be a child of God. We do the good works because we are his child. Now, and when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And how is our faith today? Now, does it need strengthening? For most of us, it does. Now, and they can always use help. And the last verse, 28, and there they abode long time with the disciples. They're with other disciples now, and they are abiding with them for a long, long time. You know, the world sees a lot of things different than what they should be seeing. Think about it. When we look at others, how do we really look at them? Those in the world, they look at the outward appearance of them. But God don't. He looks at the inside. He looks at the heart. Is it clean? Is it pure? Is it his? He's not looking to see how I'm groomed on the outside. As long as I am groomed the way he told me to be. And that's to be covered. And he didn't say with what or how. He just said to be covered. John, the Baptist, in his years of teaching and baptizing and all, was dressed in camel's hair. How'd you like that? And his food was locusts and wild honey. Didn't you like that? No. Most of them are not satisfied with the good things that we've got. We're continually wanting better. All right. I pray that you've got something out of our study this morning that you'll carry with you throughout the day that'll help you in some way to move closer and stronger with the Lord our God and with the Lord Jesus Christ. And walk with the Spirit, knowing he's always there. He's never going to leave you. If you have him, he's not going to leave you. So watch what you're doing. Because he's seeing it all. These are things we don't think about that mankind misses out on and why he has such a hard way to go. But we don't really stop and think. Now, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, we close your word. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. And Father, for all of the churches. We pray for those that have grown weak, Father, and those that have accepted things that they should never have accepted. that they will come forth, Father, and repent, get back into your word, and start teaching the things they should be teaching, Father, to help the congregation in which they have. Now, Father, we pray for Israel, for peace to them. We pray, Father, for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. In this land of ours, Father, that has so much evil been brought upon it by those sitting in our high places in leadership, Father, that are filled with evil. We pray, Father, that they will be removed from office and replaced by those that are walking in righteousness. Father, that love you, that love the Lord Jesus, love your church, your people in this land, and will work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray now, Father, to those of my heart, Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, James Taylor, Amy, Tom, Jacob, Bobby and Millie, Pursue, for Daryl and Debbie, for Courtney and Shane, for my wife, Father, and for all of those in the nursing home in Brandenburg there, Father. May they all be touched. Now, Father, for myself, my families, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Father, keep us all in health. Keep us safe through the day. And those of our families that are walking in darkness, may the Holy Spirit work with them and bring them to a knowledge of knowing they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, and bring them out of that darkness into the light, and that light being Jesus, so that none be lost. Father, keep us safe through this day. Bring us back together again this evening, Father, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, Father, be with me as things that I have to do. Father, give me strength to do. And I'm asking all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great, great day. Pray to see you at 6 p.m. Until then, have a good one.